Good afternoon for KYMN News. I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Center. A Faribault man has suffered injuries after diving into shallow water. Rice County deputies and Water Patrol, along with North Ambulance and Northfield Fire and Rescue, were dispatched to the Fox Lake Public Access last night around 8:30. Upon arrival, responders found 48-year-old Daniel Varnes being attended to by other people near a boat about 100 yards from shore. Sheriff Dunn said,
"Thank goodness there was somebody there to other recreational boaters that were there to assist until deputies and Water Patrol got there. That person was transferred to a trauma center via helicopter."
Dunn says his condition remains unknown. Varnes had attempted to dive into the water from his boat to work on the motor that had quit running. It's believed he struck the bottom in shallow water and suffered an upper body injury.
Again, if you don't know the depth, don't go diving into the water.
It took just one day for Northfield police to arrest a suspect in the burglary of a downtown business. Just before 7 a.m. on July 26th, officers responded to a report of a burglary at Elite Auto Care on Water Street. Investigators reviewed a surveillance video and gathered evidence, which led them to 36-year-old William Garcia Jones, Jr. On July 27th, they executed a search warrant in the 900 block of Division Street and found items of clothing matching the person in the video and a checkbook from Elite Auto Care. Jones was arrested and charged with third-degree burglary. His initial court appearance is August 13th. Jones goes by a few aliases and has a very lengthy criminal history, including burglary, theft, assault, and forgery. Deputy Chief Mark Duquette said this arrest is an example of the excellent work of Northfield Patrol officers and investigators. It was a Rice County canine that discovered a St. Paul woman who's been charged with second-degree DWI in the hit-and-run crash on Monday on Highway 19. Sheriff Dunn said his deputy found the suspected abandoned vehicle 3 miles from the scene of the crash, and his canine found the driver
laying down in a bean field. And had the dog not done that, you know, it might have been very difficult to find a person laying down because the beans are up now.
60-year-old Rhonda K. Cucklock has also been charged with leaving the scene, fifth-degree drugs, as over 4 grams of methamphetamine was found in her vehicle, and failure to submit. Several people called 911 a little after 4 p.m. that day to report a red Toyota had hit a truck on 19 near Decker Avenue. Dunn said the victim saw her driving all over the road and was trying to avoid a head-on collision when Cucklock struck her front passenger wheel and she went into the ditch. The victim was uninjured. Cucklock has 2 previous DWI convictions from 2015. Her first court appearance is October 2nd. And a Faribault woman is accused of writing nearly $1,500 in bad checks to Menards in Dundas. After comparing signatures, reviewing surveillance video several times, and speaking with a contact who verified that the person whose bank account was used died in 2015, 39-year-old Sarah Elaine Catra was arrested for check forgery. All 4 checks were written in December of 2017. Catra's initial court appearance is August 14th. She has a lengthy criminal history, including attempting to make methamphetamine, theft, and DWI. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.